This reminds me of my first experience in radio. It was back in the early 80s.
People with disability and mental health.
There's always controversy with us.
The mysteries of the mind and consciousness.
And we might get to the bottom of something, or we might start something new.
We're going to run the gamut and we're going to have a good time.
Waking Braves. No, not Waking Braves. We're Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves?
Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves.
Well, you work to earn a living, but on weekends comes the time. You can do whatever turns you on. Get out and clear your mind. Me, I like football. There's a lot of things around. When you line them up together, the footy wins hands down.
Up there, Crusaders. In there and fight. Out there and Adam. Show them.
Oh, Shay, doesn't it stir the blood? Do you hear that song? Don't you just want to go and play AFL?
Yeah, it's like...
Climb on people's backs?
It's like when you're playing cricket, you say, come on, Aussie, come on. I just want to say, Australians love all sports. They like all the different sport they like. They like AFL, soccer, cricket, basketball.
Yeah.
Swimming. I think baseball is not a very popular sport. It's very unknown.
But everything else, like they'll
yeah,
you know,
it's like Canada, America,
dogs and horses,
it's like Canada and the US are big on baseball, and Japan and Korea.
Well,
what are you saying, Jeff?
Well, I was going to say it's funny you should mention sport, Shay. Started with a classic Aussie sports song.
Yeah.
Because today's episode, believe it or not, people... Oh, by the way, you're listening to...
To Eastside Radio 89.7. We're in Breaking the Loose.
We are Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves.
A show for the Waking Braves.
Yeah.
And who are you?
I'm Shay, and I am your Jeff.
And I'm Jeff. And yeah, you're listening to Breaking Waves. And we've got a bit of sport in today. A little bit of sport. Not just baseball as we often have, but sports. But in the context, get this, people, we thought let's talk about stadiums.
I think the last time that the cricket ground played baseball was 1914 when the Chicago White Sox came to play New South Wales, and then they looked at the paper record that New South Wales had beat the Chicago White Sox.
Yeah. Did they really?
Yeah, but 110 years ago.
Okay, but yeah. As you say, that was at the
SCG, and then they had the Dodgers.
SCG
at the Sydney Cricket
Being
Ground,
the operative word
of the Sydney.
Because today
the Sydney Cricket Ground is the oldest stadium being built since 1846.
Right, okay.
Yeah, you didn't know that.
You've got facts at your fingertips.
Because the stadium's about 48,000 people.
Okay.
Yeah, do you think that's a lot?
That's the capacity.
Yeah.
Well, that's the kind of fact we want to look at today, because we're looking at stadiums, amphitheatres, arenas, like famous ones around the world and in Sydney. And definitely we want to look at statistics, what number of people they hold, what events they have. And that's, you know, they have concerts, they have big sporting events, and they actually sound like a crowd applauding
I think the stadium costs about... Maybe the cost stadium...
Security!
Maybe a stadium costs about $1 million to build a stadium, to fix a million.
Oh, I think more than a million.
Maybe $900 million was the Allianz Stadium.
$900 million?
Yeah.
Well, that's funny.
Yes.
This thought occurred to me, just to wind back. That song Up There, Kazali, reminds me, and I'm going to throw this to our wonderful, magical-fingered engineer, Hugh, and see if he can prove me true. But you know the Tui's jingle?
Yeah.
I feel like a Tui's. Because that's about the same vintage as Up There, Kazali. I want Hugh to play those anthems back to back and see if they rip each other off.
Have you heard of the New York Yankees song? It's Tui's. Hello, the Tui's.
Okay, there we have Tui's. Let's have Kazali.
Can we play New York Yankees? 2E's.
Listen, it's even in the same key.
Really?
Play it again. You go back to the 2E's app.
Two.
I found a copyright breach here.
Have you?
This is incredible.
2E's.
Oh, listen to that. I feel like a 2E's. Yeah. It's exactly the same as up there, Kazaley.
Yes.
I think there's a class action in the offing here.
Have you heard the New York Yankees song? Let's play a song.
Only if it sounds like up there, Kazaley, and I feel like a 2E's.
Yeah,
We are talking about stadiums today, by the way, people. We're going to get to that. We will, honestly. Hugh's just quickly finding the New York Yankees theme song. Here we go. Is that it?
Hey, Joey Baseballs. How you doing?
Hey, Joey Baseballs. I like it, though.
What a year it's been. My boy Chalut's called. He wants
to...
That's the wrong song. Can you put the Yankees? It says, I'm in the New York Yankees. Have you played the song, The New York Yankees, The Fans?
Let's hear it.
That one. Is that one, yeah.
Is it like,
go Yankees.
Man, people, Shay's getting up out of his seat. He's
Yankees,
he's dancing.
Yankees. Yankees.
I like that banjo. That's excellent, Shay. Although it sounds nothing like I Feel Like a 2E's. Anyone can buy naming rights to a stadium.
Yeah.
You could actually have Shay Stadium.
Yeah, Shay Stadium. There was a Shay Stadium at the New York Mets.
And in fact, we will get to that a bit later because there actually is
a Shay Stadium. Yes, it is.
But, you know, you can buy naming rights to a stadium. They keep changing names depending on the sponsor.
Yeah.
So a stadium could be named after a toilet paper.
Yeah.
You know, Mr. Softy. Or nappies. I mean, what about Snuggly's? Snuggly's Stadium, would that work?
Yeah. Is there a song we could play? Let's play Holden Cars.
I think, or something.
Play Holden Cars.
Something a bit harder for a stadium. What about Viagra Stadium?
Viagra Stadium.
Do you like the idea of that?
Yes.
Anyway, look, that's silly. That's just silly.
I know the song says, "What do you feel?" That's a 2E's. I love Holden Cars. I like Vegemite, and
yeah,
I like that.
We're not doing that.
No,
we're gonna do ads. We are doing it.
He's
found it.
Let me see. That's football, meat pies, kangaroos, and Holden Cars.
Oh yeah, feel.
You sure sound like a stranger to me. Well, then you better tell me again, because I just might forget.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening, believe it or not, to the Stadiums edition of Breaking Waves.
Yes.
And that's a nice call, Shay. I like the way, you know, we can make that relevant. In fact, we don't have to make it relevant because nothing about this show is actually relevant to the topic that we set out with.
I think we don't have Holden Cars meat pies anymore because the Holden Cars has been sold by some other company.
They're all owned by Vegemite.
I think it was
Kraft.
I think it's owned by Americans.
Yeah.
Everything's owned by Americans.
Anyway, Shay.
Yeah.
Do you know how many people ANZ Stadium can seat?
Is it 45,000?
It's 80,000 people.
80?
It was built for the 2000 Olympics.
Yeah.
It's used for concerts and big rugby union and rugby league games like the State of Origin Grand Final. Can we get a big stadium cheer for that,
Hugh?
Yeah. Oh, the crowd go crazy.
Yeah.
It's insane in here. They're mobbing us. All right, calm down, people, calm down. Now, listen, Shay, if we go to England, does Wembley Stadium ring a bell for you?
Wembley Stadium?
Stadium.
Is it they play football and soccer and rugby union?
Yeah, silly poms call it football. It's actually soccer.
And they play,
I don't care what you say, it's soccer.
Do they play tennis as well? What do you feel about the New York Yankees being built in 1923 destroyed the stadium in 2009 in April?
Do they rip it down?
Destroy and made a new stadium.
Well, let's get to Yankee Stadium. Yankee Stadium is indeed a baseball stadium located in the Bronx in New York City and is home to the New York Yankees. I think we should have some Yankee Stadium organ music.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
There's
a famous guy called Ed Hallstrom. He's the Yankee Stadium organist. Oh, listen to that. It's a bit like the Aeroplane Jelly melody, actually, isn't it?
I like Aeroplane Jelly.
So I'm picking all the copyright breaches here today. And today we're doing a special episode on arenas and stadiums. And now, Shay, what do you reckon the most famous arena or stadium in the world might be?
The New York Yankees?
Nope. I'll give you a clue. Did you see the movie Gladiator?
Is it Roman?
Yes, it's Roman, and it starts with a K, C. It's called the Colosseum.
Colosseum?
Yeah, the Colosseum.
Colosseum.
Have you seen the Colosseum?
The Colosseum is it?
Have you seen the Colosseum?
Is it gladiators? The gladiators? People?
Well, yes, that's one of the entertainments, if you could call it that, that they used to have at the Colosseum were. Gladiators.
Maybe the oldest stadium would be China. China, very old civilization buildings.
Yeah. Well, no, there are definitely probably older stadiums in the Colosseum because it was built, I can tell you here, by the Emperor Vespasian in 72 AD, which, if I calculate correctly, was 1,952 years ago?
Yeah.
I looked it up before. Yeah. It was completed in AD 80, but that's AD. That's after the man. And there are many amphitheatres and colosseums littering the ancient world that I'm sure are far, far older, going back to, 400, 600 BC. But still, it's a pretty impressive kind of building. Colosseum, the word Colosseum comes from the ancient Greek Colossos, named after probably the Colossus of Rhodes, which was a giant statue that straddled the harbour. So it just means big. It means big. Mm. Now, what sort of games do you reckon they played at the Colosseum, Shay?
Colosseum?
Like netball?
In
Greece, ice hockey?
In Rome?
Yeah.
I don't think they play American sport. No.
No.
I think they play the same sport as England.
Yeah, well,
maybe, yeah.
We're talking about a long time ago, so
yeah.
This is probably before.
I don't think they had baseball in Rome. No, I don't think so.
But that'd be good, wouldn't it?
If it was in that century, no, I don't think baseball's not there, maybe.
No.
And cricket, no.
No.
Maybe other sport, but I don't know.
Well, according to my my in-depth research, it was used for gladiators.
I think swimming on old sport. Maybe Rome might have been doing swimming.
It's funny you should mention that because one of the things they also did, like they had gladiators and public spectacles. They had animal hunts. They imported vast numbers of wild animals from Africa just to slaughter them for the entertainment of the 50,000 spectators. There were reenactments of famous battles, which if you'd seen the film Gladiator, which is obviously an exact historic, there was a battle against the Carthaginians a mock battle at the Colosseum.
I think Rome might play netball or ice hockey. I don't know. I'm just thinking it could be like, I don't know, Canadian thing, not true.
That'd be good though.
What?
I don't think they did have probably not netball or ice hockey, but that would be fantastic to watch rather than Christians being slaughtered. They had dramas based on Roman mythology. They had mock sea battles. Yeah. And funny you should mention swimming, Shay, because for the mock sea battles, they would restage sea battles. They would flood the Colosseum. They would fill the Colosseum, or its lower parts, obviously not the spectator parts, with water and have ships and do battle on this huge lake in front of spectators.
Yeah.
They didn't do things by halves.
The Colosseum, Spartan.
Yes. Thank you, you. Let's have a little clip.
Oh, you should see the Colosseum, Spaniard. 50,000 Romans. 40.
every movement of your sword, willing you to make that killer blow. The silence before you strike, and the noise afterwards. It rises up like a storm.
Yeah, that was Oliver Reed. I like the way he says, "The Colosseum," and then he goes, "Ah, the Colosseum. You should see the Colosseum, Spaniard." Yeah. That was thank you for finding that, Hugh. Yeah. That was actually Oliver Reed's last role. He died during the shooting of that film,
yeah.
And they had to actually somehow digitally like patch up some of his shots. But he was great in that last episode. Yeah. He apparently died because he challenged the Royal Navy to a drinking competition in Crete while he was making this film. The Navy pulled in and he had a something like a drinking competition with a lot of sailors. And finally his body said, no, we lose this one, Oliver.
My houseman, Corey, at Flinthurst Road at Carlton, he's a fan of the basketball team. He's a basketball fan, Corey.
Is he? Which basketball team? But do they play in a stadium?
The Lakers. He likes the Lakers. And he likes Chicago Bulls, like Michael Jordan.
You know what I like?
Yeah.
I like the Colosseum.
Yeah.
Did you know, Shay?
What do you think about
Did
the,
you know?
What do you think Michael Jordan would do the Colosseum of the stadium? He the best sport athlete ever.
Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Versus like a gladiator in the ring.
Yeah.
He's got like a basketball and the gladiator's got like one of those forks or a trident.
Yeah.
A spear, a net, a knife.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan would wipe the floor with it. He'd just like bounce the ball off his head, stick it on one of his horned heads, kick his ass out of there, out of that stadium.
Yeah.
He'd get the thumbs up.
I think one of the best players in the world would be Babe Ruth, the best baseball player.
Yep.
714 home runs.
Undoubtedly so.
And he'd be the best, like, he's a bit like Don Bradman.
Like Babe Ruth in the Coliseum.
Don Bradman
would be fantastic. Send Babe Ruth in with a bat.
Yeah.
Just to whop a lot of gladiatorial ass. Bang.
What do you think about the cricket man in Australia, Don Bradman? He's one of the best, one like Babe Ruth. He met Babe Ruth in the 1930s.
Yeah, but he was a conservative and a Mason. I don't know. Like he could hit the ball,
he's natural.
Bit of a dry old bugger.
Do you think he's natural?
Probably.
Don Bradman. Yeah.
But I want to talk about animals killed in the Colosseum.
Animals?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know it's estimated? Oh, by the way, people, you're listening to the special. Arena/stadiums edition of Breaking Waves, where we talk exclusively about that and much else. Do you reckon they kill poets at the Colosseum, Shay?
Yeah,
do you reckon they kill poets?
Poets? Let's talk about the poetry of you, Amdan Sport. Can you say about your poetry?
Thank you, Shay. Yeah, look, we've talked about arenas and Colosseums.
Maybe we'll talk about baseball later if we have time.
Yeah. But I wrote this. This is an old poem. I wrote it years ago, and it's a bit of fun, really. it's called Out Damn Sport. Mm. So if you're up on your Shakespeare, you'll get the devastating pun in that.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I don't know. I think sometimes there's a bit too much sport. I've probably come around more to sport in my latter years, but back when I was a cranky young man.
Yeah.
This is called Out Damn Sport. Out Damn Sport, you're a noxious blight that creeps and strangles all in sight. You're Patterson's curse, a blackberry bramble, like Lantana on the ramble. You're a weed and vicious thistle, deaf to any full-time whistle. Your radios, papers, magazines, buses, trains and billboards scream like packs of prowling petrol heads with Grand Prix dreams of rubber and lead. Out Damn Sport, I've hit the wall. The country's brains have turned to balls. Sports Today, Sports Tonight, Sports Telecast, Sports Highlight, Sports on Saturday, Sports on Sunday, Sports on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Sports on Thursday, Sports on Friday, Sports on every bloody day. Sports life, sports death, sport till you draw your terminal breath. If rugby's the game they play in heaven, I'll take hell. And the first 11 can burn like the ashes in the fires of Hades. Did you like that?
Yeah, I did like that. What was the poem about? Was it about
what
sport?
What was it about, Shane?
It was about sport. Was it about sport?
Yes, it was kind of about sport.
And
did you like it?
Yeah, it's like maybe the Americans and Canadians in the US like to say about baseball, maybe say and sport.
Yeah, yeah.
But what do you think about Shea Stadium?
Shea Stadium, this is good. Now let's get to this. I first heard about Shea Stadium because, well, first of all, a couple of facts on Shea Stadium. Yeah, you've heard of it obviously because your name is Shea.
Yeah.
The spelling of Shea Stadium, which is in
S-E-A,
is S-H-E-A.
But my name is S-A-A-I.
But it is a homophone, I think, which means they sound exactly the same.
Yes.
Do you like my English skills there? Yes. I think it's a homophone.
Yeah.
Shea Stadium used to be in Queens, New York.
Yeah.
That's where the nanny was from. Mr. Sheffield.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. It's completely irrelevant.
Yeah.
It opened in 1964 and was home to the New York Mets baseball team.
Yeah.
From 1964 to 2008.
Yeah.
As well as being home to various football teams.
Yeah. It'll be a bit funny if Sydney Blue Sox at Blacktown will call Shea Stadium. It's just a funny joke.
Well, it could be.
Yeah, because if Blacktown, it could be called Shea Stadium.
Well, see, we were talking about naming rights of stadiums before, right? If you're a rich corporation, if you're Telstra or you're ANZ, or you could be Gina Reinhart. She could have Reinhart Stadium.
Yeah.
That'd be a popular venue, wouldn't it?
I would put my name to be at Blacktown to be called Shea Stadium in New York Yankees or Shea Stadium in New York Mets.
You're a humble man.
Yes.
Like, you're not shooting for the stars. You're going, your name, Shea, would be enough for Blacktown.
Yeah.
So I reckon you wouldn't need too many millions for that.
Yeah.
I'm not putting down Blacktown or the stadium. I'm just thinking it's probably a scaled down
stadium. It's like the Sydney Cricket Ground has a name and meaning, but does Sydney Cricket Ground has a meaning of a cricket?
Yeah, but it's not named after a corporation or a company.
It's not a stadium. Maybe like Allianz Stadium is a company.
Allianz, that's right.
Yes.
ANZ, Allianz, Telstra.
Telstra.
Whoever else, toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
Wants to sponsor them, they can do it. And but you could. You sling a couple of $1,000 towards the Blacktown Blue Sox.
Yeah, it's not that.
They'll call their ground
Stadium. But
stadium.
It's not expensive at Blacktown. It's not like Cricket Ground, the most expensive stadium.
Yeah, but we're not knocking Blacktown.
It's just not the name. Yeah,
it's not in the same
league,
so to speak, as Olympic Stadium or Telstra or whatever it's called. That one at Olympic Park.
Yeah, it's called the Sydney Olympic Park in the Sydney 2000 Olympics. Blacktown had the original stadium in the Sydney 2000 Olympics.
Yeah.
In the start of the Sydney 2000 built Olympics.
That's right. And I was reading when they first built it, it could fit, like for the Olympics, it could fit maybe over 100,000.
Yeah.
And since then they've kind of scaled it down. But they can still fit 80,000 people in there. But getting back to Shea Stadium, the first time I ever heard of Shea Stadium was years ago.
Yeah.
And it was because a very famous band played there.
Was it
back in 1965 to 55,000 screaming fans? And I was a big fan of this band. I still am.
Was it founded in 1957 when there was the Dodgers and the New York Yankees?
Yeah. Well, the stadium was, let's see. The stadium was named in honor of William Shea, who was responsible for bringing National League Baseball back to New York after the Dodgers and Giants left for California in 1957, as you say. So I didn't know those teams were originally New York teams.
Yeah, New York and the Dodgers. The New York Yankees and the Dodgers are the two biggest teams to win. And maybe the Yankees are very angry at the Red Sox because they have a rivalry of the Red Sox because the Red Sox man was the famous Red Sox was the Babe Ruth, the famous Yankee man. He moved with the Red Sox and the Yankees, the two teams.
Did Babe Ruth move to the Red Sox?
Yes, about a few years ago, when it was in the 1930s or something.
Yeah,
1920s.
They offered him more money.
Money, yeah.
Yeah.
It was like a few seasons of the Red Sox, and then the Yankees and the Red Sox had a rivalry of the Yankees in that two teams, Red Sox and Yankees.
All right.
The Boston,
Well, sadly, Shea Stadium is no longer. It was It was torn down, demolished in 2009, following the opening of another field nearby. And what used to be Shea Stadium is now
a car park.
It's a car park.
Yeah.
It's the fate, the destiny of many of us to become car parks.
Yeah.
Now, I can only wish to be a car park when I cark it. You know, I don't know. That'd be good. Jeff Forrester Memorial Car Park.
Car park.
That'd be all right, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
The reason I knew Shea Stadium was the Beatles.
The Beatles.
Played their biggest concert there to 55,000 screaming Burko teenagers in 1965, just going into meltdown.
Yeah.
Amazingly.
The Beatles from the stadium at Shea Stadium.
Yeah, yeah.
They
got helicoptered in.
Yeah.
And they had it's amazing because they had the most primitive gear. Their amplifiers were like the guitar watt, like 30-watt guitar amplifiers, 50-watt bass amplifiers, really primitive microphones on the drums.
Yeah.
And they played these incredible stadiums that they couldn't be heard in.
Were you around when you saw the Beatles?
Well, I don't know what month it was in 1965, but if it was before June, then I was inside my mama.
Mum, okay.
If it was after June 65, I would have been on deck, but probably not a big Beatles fan at that stage. But we should say, I think
we should play a song about.
We should play a Beatles song.
I think we should play a song. Yeah.
Let's go out with some really crappy, badly distorted, hardly to be heard footage of the Beatles at Shea Stadium.
Yeah.
And say, Shea, before we do that you've been listening
to Eastside Radio 89.7 at We're in Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves.
And the Jeff Show.
Yeah, and this special episode of Stadia. I know we've raked up a lot of questions and we've probably covered a lot of ground and you're probably a lot wiser about stadiums than you were before. But let's go out with the Beatles. Let's try and find can we find help?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Thank you very much, Tar. Well, this next song now is the one where we want everybody to clap their hands. Okay? Yes? Clap your hands. Okay? And this song. All right. And this song will have to be our last song for tonight. Yes, well, we've got them. Go home, you see. And that, so. Yeah, so. So, we'd like to say to everybody, thank you very much, and good night. See ya. With this song. So clap.
Okay, that was the Beatles, and that was Goodbye. And that was Shea Stadium. Help. Beautiful, muddy audio with screaming millions behind. Shay, have you enjoyed this Stadium's edition?
Yeah, it was good. Stadium, we talked about New York Yankee Stadium. We talked about
Wembley Stadium
and Dodger Stadium and
Allianz Stadium, famous stadium.
And Red Sox Stadium. Red Sox, what's the name of the stadium?
And not forgetting the Coliseum.
The Red Sox Stadium is Spectrum Stadium. It has 40,000 seats and they've been since 1912.
Okay, and where's that? What city is that in?
In Boston.
Boston.
Red Sox.
Boston Red Sox.
It's at Spectre. Was it S-E?
Spectre. Okay.
And there's a Dodger Stadium in L.A., California.
Listen, people, there are a lot of stadiums we haven't covered, but we might come back with a part two on stadiums.
I'm just saying.
And our threatened advertising. Yes. We're going to do ads.
Ads.
We're going to do
ads.
An ad show.
And maybe Jeff and I, we should go we should go to the new Sydney Rooster Stadium. We'll go to see the new Moore Park.
Maybe we'll. Fail. We have to go, Shane. We're going.
Bye-bye. 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 Cut, Shane, cut. Jeff Show. Bye-bye. Say bye. See ya.